So it's that time to find out how you can get some good points for your fantasy football team. We're getting ready now for the next game week, which is game week 36, and things have got a bit more difficult of late. If you are a fantasy football manager, with the fact that Leicester could win the league at Man United this weekend, and the fact that Dele Alli decided to have a bit of a go at Claudio Jakob on Monday, he's now not available. But who should be in your team, and who maybe shouldn't? Well, let's find out from Joe at fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. Joe, thank you for joining us again.
Hello there.
Now, mentioning about Dele Alli, Monday night, everything seemed to be going so well for him. He was pretty much a guaranteed player you should have in, and then a moment of madness happened.
Well, yeah, and it's a real shame for a lot of fantasy managers. In fact, it's a real shame for a third of all fantasy managers. That's how popular it is. So, as of last night, his ownership was 34%. He misses the last three games of the season. Now, that is bad news for Spurs. Spurs have actually only won once in six Premier League attempts with Dele Alli, without Dele Alli rather, and so when he hasn't started, they just don't win. The only time they did win, Alli actually came off the bench. So when that one time he came off the bench to set up the winning goal. So that's how important he is, and we all know how many goals he set up for Kane as well. Eriksen can do the job for Kane, but it's a big miss. He's a very big miss for them.
So that's a player that, as you say, third of managers have got in. I've got him in. Who in like a similar price range or so, or who would you just say, well, if Ali's in your team, you should swap him out, and here are a couple of options maybe. Who have you got in your eye on?
Well, yeah, the first thing people need to be aware of is less about this coming weekend's fixtures and more about the following week, because the following week is a double game week for a number of teams. So a few of the places I'd be looking to put my Alli money in. If you've got a bit of spare money in the bank, or you want to take a hit so you can take a points hit to get rid of another player to free up some money, Chelsea is the place I'd be looking at. Fabregas, 8.4 million. He looks a secure starter. He's had four double-digit game week points hauls this season. Plus, over the last four game weeks, he's created more chances than any other Chelsea player. He also tops Chelsea's corners and crossing charts in recent weeks as well. So he is the person who will be making the goals. Hazard, 10.8 million. Now, he's your risk, but he could be a profitable risk. Two goals against Bournemouth. But for me, I think he's a bit of a wait-and-see player. I probably wouldn't move this weekend, but if he can score against Spurs this game week, then one to get in. And another one, Willian, 6.9 million. He's less secure of starts, but another with great chance creation stats, a great assist potential there. They're the ones there. If you're a bit low on cash, West Ham's the place to go. Lanzini, 4.9 million. He's second only to Payet, his teammate, in terms of chance creation over the last three game weeks. He has three double-digit point tools in a game week this season. That's good. Antonio as well is 5.3 million. He's actually playing at right back, but he's such an attack-minded player that he's moving forward. Also, West Ham are fully fit, so Byram, ex-Leeds man Byram, Tompkins as well, they're fit. So that could mean a move up into midfield for Antonio. He's put in 20 crosses over the last three game weeks, and that's from a fullback role. So, another one I would definitely be looking at there.
As mentioned, Leicester can win the Premier League if they get this victory at Old Trafford on Sunday. Now, would you say that because they are now needing to, well, you would imagine go and get a win, I suppose three draws in the last three games could work for Leicester. Would you say, though, now is the time to make sure you absolutely have three Leicester players in your team?
No, I would say now is the time to not have Leicester players in your team. The odds are stacked heavily in favour of Leicester winning, and they have been winning the title in recent weeks through winning 1-0. Last week, with Ujoa, who was a player that I did back last week, I was quite pleased about that, to see him score a brace of goals. That was quite unusual for them in recent weeks. Manchester United are really tough to break down at home as well. I think if you've got a Leicester player, keep them, especially a defender. But all after this weekend, it could be all over. So by the time Spurs play Chelsea on Monday, the title race could be over. And then what happens with Leicester for the final two game weeks? And a bit for Spurs as well. There's going to be rotation. So you're going to be looking at players like Jeffrey Schlupp, Gray as well. they're going to be getting much more minutes for Leicester, so perhaps Mahrez might get a bit of a rest. And so for Spurs, with Ali out as well, perhaps if they're out of the title race, then you're looking at players like Chadli and Son as well. They're going to be getting more minutes. Basically, it's going to be a bit of a rotation nightmare. So I would wait and see. If Leicester lose and Spurs win, the title race is back on again. And yeah, could be a chance to get some of their players in.
It's a difficult time to be a fantasy football manager if you need in points at the moment. So many imponderables. What can happen? You know, who might be playing for who? In terms of like injuries and things, people you know, Joe, definitely shouldn't be in people's squads who they might have picked.
Well, yeah, Everton are looking appalling at the moment. Jagielka, Coleman, Barry, they're all out. Funes Morris is suspended. So this looks actually good for Bournemouth attackers this weekend. They've got a bit of a makeshift defence at Everton. Stoke as well, Wilson, Johnson, they're still out in defence. Obviously, Jack Butland's a long-term injury there. Waters, Athalay, among the latest midfielders to be out. Stoke are pretty much at the stage where they're almost on their holidays. They're practically bringing their buckets and spades on the pitch, so probably avoid them. Newcastle, Yamat and Colaccini are out, definitely. Both of them probably out for the rest of the season. Liverpool as well. So we had a bit of an injury news last night. It was a bit of illness news. Coutinho was taken off at half time through illness. We don't know what that illness is. We don't know whether that's going to still affect him this weekend. Given they've got a crucial Europa match next week, I would be avoiding Liverpool players, except for perhaps Daniel Sturridge. Now, he was rested. So expect lots of rotation with Liverpool. Pretty much no player is safe. But if there is a player that could potentially play, it's Daniel Sturridge. If you've got him, keep him.
You did mention about Ujoa last week at Leicester. I've got to say, fair play to you. You got that one absolutely spot on. Who would you say this time around is a player that you should definitely have in your team?
Definitely have Sanchez at Arsenal. I think he, at home against Norwich. Norwich will be, they won't be going for a 0-0 draw. They need to win. So there's going to be gaps at the back, and that's going to be perfect for Sanchez. I think he's great. Another player to watch out for is Defoe. He scores a lot of goals away. He's going away against Stoke, and as we said, Stoke are always on their holidays, so he'll be meandering through those buckets and spades, and I think he'll be scoring this weekend.
Well, if you want to find out more information that's going to help your fantasy football team, take a look at fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. If you're on Twitter, get a following at FFScout, or if you're playing via fantasy.premierleague.com, over near the top of the screen, you'll see the Scout section, also provided by these guys. But Joe, for now, thank you very much.
Thank you.